In Congress, the House Ethics Committee says it's going to meet soon to consider disciplinary action against Ohio Congressman James Traficant. He was convicted yesterday of bribery, fraud, and racketeering. The 9-term Democrat is known for his arm-waving rants from the House floor on topics like the Justice Department and the IRS. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
10 women and 2 men found Traficant guilty yesterday of demanding tens of thousands of dollars in salary kickbacks from his congressional aides and accepting bribes from businessmen over a period of years. His courtroom behavior during the 2.5-month trial was often described as contemptuous. U.S. District Court Judge Leslie Wells reprimanded Traficant nearly every day for interrupting and shouting at her, at witnesses, and prosecutors. Traficant once walked out of the trial during proceedings and frequently made vulgar references to prosecutors sitting across the table from him. But that behavior changed drastically after the verdict was read. When Judge Wells asked him if he wanted jurors polled individually after the guilty verdict, he meekly whispered no and later told jurors, "I accept your verdict." But then, as he exited the courthouse, Traficant was quick to return to his bombastic style. With a flurry of expletives, Traficant told reporters he would not resign.
"Well, I've never been one to back out, and if Gephardt's making statements like this, I think Gephardt should look at the Constitution a little bit first."
While Traficant claimed all along that the government was out to get him, Judge Wells ruled early in the trial that he couldn't use the vendetta defense. In 1983, James Traficant successfully defended himself against federal charges that he took money from mobsters in Youngstown, Ohio. While admitting that he took the money, he convinced a jury that he did it as part of a sting operation he was conducting. But this jury didn't seem moved by Traficant's forceful persona. Jury forewoman Helen Knipp says Traficant seemed to think he was above it all because he's a congressman. Juror Jill Kibler says she was open to acquittal, but couldn't find enough evidence to support that decision.
"I went in and I was going to try to prove that he was innocent because he's a congressman and we're innocent until proven guilty. But then when we weighed the evidence, it was just overwhelming."
Assistant U.S. Attorney Craig Morford endured Traficant's daily taunting as he stood over the prosecution table shouting and pointing at him. But Morford calls the conviction a qualified victory.
"There's sort of a bittersweet thing. I think it's a sad day anytime you see an official, a congressman, convicted. I don't think it's something that you run out and celebrate. I think it's in some ways a very sad thing. Obviously, we're pleased that the jury viewed the evidence and came to the verdict that they did, but it's not something you feel like spiking a football and yelling about."
Congressman Traficant remains free on a $50,000 bond. Sentencing is scheduled for June. He faces a maximum sentence of 63 years, but attorney Richard Lilly says federal sentencing guidelines and Judge Wells' style will likely temper that.
"She has been a model of restraint, so it almost makes us feel that she'll show that same restraint in sentencing and try and set aside her own probably bitterness toward the way the congressman treated her at times."
While not ruling out an appeal, the congressman says his chances of success would be slim. He blamed his conviction on jurors who weren't from his hometown and didn't understand him. But juror Jerry Zimmerman perhaps sums it up best, saying, "You can only get by so much with personality. We're not ignorant people." For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.